Welcome to the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. The purpose of this podcast is to help you find healing for your wounds, hope in your despair, find intimacy in your loneliness, and find refuge from the storms of life. Basically, to help you find a deeper walk with Jesus. If there's one thing I know after having lived 59 years now, my God wastes nothing. He does not waste my sorrows. He does not waste my wounds. He does not even waste my failures. Hi, I'm your host, Dennis Jernigan, and today is going to be a little different than previous podcasts. In this episode, I'd like to talk with you about fantasy and imagination. I don't know if you know this or not, but I've authored a 3-book fantasy series for young people called The Chronicles of Bryn, and I'm currently working on book 2 of a spin-off series called The Bairn of Bryn. Now, why in the world would a worship leader, a song receiver, a minister even waste his time writing fantasy? Because, believe it or not, God used fantasy and imagination to get me through some very difficult times in my own life. Have you ever stopped to think about just who created our imagination? Have you ever considered just why God would create us with the capacity to imagine in the first place? C.S. Lewis, one of my favorite authors, said this, "Reason is the natural organ of truth. Imagination is the organ of meaning." He also said of imagination and relationship with God, quote, "Our Lord finds our desires not too strong, but too weak. We are half-hearted creatures, fooling about with drink and sex and ambition when infinite joy is offered us, like an ignorant child who wants to go on making mud pies in a slum because he cannot imagine what is meant by the offer of a holiday at the sea. We are far too easily pleased," end quote. Without imagination, Lewis would never have come into relationship with Jesus Christ. That is how much he valued imagination and imaginative thought. And in a sense, I can say pretty much the same thing. When I was a boy, my mind was consumed with confusion over my identity. How does a 10-year-old boy who is attracted to other boys reconcile those feelings growing up in an ultra-macho world of a small country town? In many ways, I felt absolutely trapped. I didn't know how to rescue myself, and I certainly could not risk humiliation by sharing my struggle with anyone, so needless to say, I lived a very inward life. This was my reality from about the time I was 10 years old. About that same time in my life, I fell in love with the television series Star Trek, the original. For some reason, being a boy, I was naturally drawn to the adventure and intrigue of life on a starship. But more than that, I was drawn to the heroic attitude of Captain James Tiberius Kirk, who always did whatever it took to rescue those under his charge. So taken with the promise of rescue at the hand of Captain Kirk that I often imagined what life would be like on the USS Enterprise. In fact, I could not even wait to get to bed most nights because I knew as soon as I fell asleep, my dreams would become reality. From the time I was around 10 years of age, as I've already said, I had the same dream every night for years. Those dreams recurring until well after I graduated college. As soon as my head hit the pillow, I was there, suddenly transported to the bridge of the Enterprise, and my dad was, of course, Captain James Tiberius Kirk. Every night, my dreams were basically the same. No sooner had I gotten aboard the ship than I was somehow captured by whoever the latest alien race happened to be, and their goal always to put me to death. Then, right at the last second, when it seemed there was no hope for rescue, my dad, Captain Kirk, would materialize with his phaser, not set on stun, but on destroy, and he would completely eradicate the enemy. And guess when I woke up? At the very moment of rescue, I would wake from sleep feeling hopeful, feeling joyful, feeling worth fighting for, feeling rescued. I also woke up with the song, "Que sera, sera. Whatever will be, will be." It was being sung by my dream mother, Doris Day. So, young whippersnappers out there, ask your grandparents who Doris Day was. The older I became, at times, the more I thought I must be losing my mind. Who has the same dream for so many years, night after night, especially as a grown man? I must be losing my mind, I figured. Actually, my mind was being saved. How so? After the Lord set me free and gave me a new identity in 1981, I began the process of renewing my mind. The Lord has systematically taken me through this process for many years now, learning to see each and every circumstance of my life from His point of view. And a few years ago, those old recurring dreams were brought to my remembrance. And I asked Him what He thought about all those years of dreaming about flying through space on a starship. And you know what he said to me? Who do you think gave you those dreams, son? My response, that was you. And in that moment, I felt rescued all over again. To think that God had never left me, never forsaken me, even in the midst of my confusion and even in the midst of my depravity, spoke volumes to my soul. The God of the universe, invading my dreams to try and get to me, tried to show me he was there with me, fighting for me, telling me I was indeed worth fighting for. Upon my recognition of God using whatever method he wanted to get to me, using fantasy and imagination, he then placed on my heart the realization that there were other children out there just like I had been, confused about their identity, wondering why they even existed, wondering if they had a purpose, wondering if they had a destiny. Then he told me to write a fantasy series addressing those very issues, and I was to call this series The Chronicles of Bren. I didn't even know what the meaning of the name Bren was. Through a friend, I found out Bren means tears, and in a sense, this series would be the chronicles of my tears, an allegory of sorts of all I went through, but how God used those very moments, those very events, to call me into my true identity in him. The first book is called Captured. It is about Lee Jennings, a young boy from rural Oklahoma who was used to being bullied and forced into an inward way of life. Sound familiar? In one instant, he is transported into another realm where he is suddenly the son of a king. He is now Prince Leonilus. Just as Lee felt captured in his old life, Leonilus is captured in the realm of Bren. Book one, Captured, is the story of how his father fights for and rescues him and restores him to his true identity as the son of the king. Full of twists and turns, I found myself writing an adventure I would enjoy going on were I the reader. My goal with this book? To remind children of all ages that they are worth fighting for, that they are valuable, that they have a destiny. As I was writing these books, by the way, I began to be inspired with music. I call them songs for the journey. For books one and two, I've written songs specific to each book, and I'm currently working on songs for book three. You can actually listen to the music for each of these books for free at thechroniclesofbren.com. And you can see a map of the land along with sketches I've drawn of my rendition of some of the main characters. As with the book, the music is meant to inspire children to dream and imagine from a different point of view than the enemy would have them view their lives. Here's just a little portion of the song from book one called Riding the Wind.
Little boy lost, little boy alone, little boy gone far from home. Little boy journeyed, just what will he see? And when he finally gets there, what will he be? He's becoming the man he always dreamed he would be. No longer bound by the world, his eyes are open to see and believe his destiny. This adventure is calling to the boy, come and see, come fight the battles of men that set the little in the name of a king. It will take him as far as he can dream. And he goes riding the wind, and the wind calls his name. Son, come be free. Once he goes riding the wind, the boy is no longer seen, for he's becoming the man he's called to be. Son, come riding the wind, riding the
That was Riding the Wind from book one called Captured. Book two is called Sacrifice. Same boy, Lee, finds himself swept once again into the land of Bren, only this time he's no longer a boy, but he's been enthroned as the king of the realm himself, and he has no idea of how he got there. This is the story of how Leonilus relives his life from the time he was a boy prince to becoming a man, the king. As the story unfolds, evil must be dealt with and the keys of the kingdom must be discovered. In this story, Leonilus must confront the lies he has believed. Book two is intended to draw children into seeking the truth regardless of the cost. Here is an excerpt of the song Scavengers that illustrates the deception characterized by the evil characters of this particular story.
Scavengers coming on a boat of crystal, powered by the power of the thoughts they think. Scavengers coming on a boat of crystal, coming like an angel, but they're full of deceit. Scavengers coming on a boat of crystal, radiant and elegant and oh so wise. Scavengers coming on a boat of crystal, wisdom over all but only in their own eyes. Will you believe them or will you be deceived? Will you believe them? Better be sure of what you believe. Truth will free you, lies will bind. Truth will free you, lies will blind. Truth will free you, exposing lies. Truth will free you every time.
That was Scavengers from Book 2, Sacrifice. Book 3 of the Chronicles of Bran is called Generations, and it's the continuing saga of the king and his own children as the kingdom extends into the next generation. Representing each of my 9 children, this book will challenge the reader, regardless of age, to seek to leave a legacy of truth and faith, and that regardless of the twists and turns of the journey of life, it is meant to be lived as an adventure, seeing life from the king's point of view. Here is an excerpt from the song from the series called Live the Adventure.
Life is best lived with a sense of adventure. You can wonder what flying is like, or you can take to the sky. Life is best lived in wonder and splendor. Even when you're not down, just get back up and dare to believe. Live the adventure, conquer the wind to the ends of the earth and right back again. Live the adventure, dare but to dream. Around every corner, new sights to be seen. But you'll never fly if you never try to conquer the wind. Live the adventure, dare to believe, knowing he cannot fly who won't spread his wings. Live the adventure, knight, take your horse, ride to the horizon, eyes fixed on the course. But you
to be honest with you, I had an absolute blast writing these books, and I had just as much of a blast writing the music for each story. Who would have ever imagined Dennis Jernigan, worship leader, song receiver, would write songs about wizards and fairies and chiroptera and ogres and beasts and dragons and all manner of creatures? Only the God who gave me my imagination could have seen and fashioned that dream into reality. My kingdom perspective concerning imagination? God gave it to me, therefore I will use it for his glory and to further his kingdom. You can purchase the 3-book series, The Chronicles of Bran, at Amazon.com. And you can check out more behind the story kind of trivia at thechroniclesofbran.com. You can hear the music there as well. One more update on the fantasy series Bran. I've been writing a spin-off series called The Bairn of Bran. Bairn is a Scottish term for children. And the main characters in this Bairn of Bran series are my grandchildren. Book 1 is called Hide and Seek, and it's available now. Here's a song from the series called Man of Destiny.
What makes a wise man truly wise? What makes a wise man open up his eyes? What makes a wise man realize life has a purpose, laying down of life? Heart of a lion, heart of a king, heart of a warrior, heart of peace, heart of a lion. king, heart of a warrior. Your destiny, seek after God and follow the king. Seek, you will find who you are called to be. Seek after God and follow the king. Find your destiny, man of destiny. What makes a great man truly great? Willing to sacrifice to live his faith. What makes a great man truly great? Heart of a servant regardless of his state. Heart of a lion, heart of a king, heart of a warrior, heart of peace. Heart of a lion, heart of a king, heart of a warrior. Your destiny, seek after God and follow the king. Seek, you will find who you are called to be. Seek after God and follow the king. Find your destiny, man of destiny. With the heart of a lion, heart of a king, heart of a warrior, heart of peace. Heart of a lion, heart of a king, heart of a warrior. Your destiny, seek after God and follow the king. Seek, you will find who you are called to be. Seek after God and follow the king. Find your destiny. Find your destiny, man of destiny.
Father, I ask you to use these books for your kingdom, for your glory. Just encourage children to seek their identity in you, to find their destiny and their purpose in you. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, that's all the time we have today. Thank you for joining me here on the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. If you'd like more information on me or my story or my music, just go to DennisJernigan.com. You can also follow me on Facebook. You can follow me on Instagram. You can find me on iTunes. And if you'd like an MP3 of these songs, just go to thechroniclesofbren.com. You'll find them there for free. If you'd like a copy of my books, The Chronicles of Bren, just go to amazon.com and you'll find them along with many other books I've written. And once you've read the books, would you mind going back to Amazon and leaving me a review? And while you're at it, if you'd consider leaving me a review for the podcast on iTunes, that would mean a lot to me. Your reviews help get the attention of others who might be ministered to, which leads me to ask you to share this podcast with others you think might benefit from it. Encourage them to subscribe to the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. That really does mean a lot to me, y'all. This is just a simple way of helping me minister to the needs of others. Thank you again for joining me for today's podcast. And remember, God loves you, and so do I. Now go and be who He says you are.